Jussie Smollett. And yes.
Ladies.
It's Hot the Top Joint the Morning Show.
That's a great song.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm glad you like the hook. Jussie, yes, welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studios.
Yes, thank sir. You, man. Thank you for having us.
Y'all have been to a lot of places. Now you've come to the big
Such
big
little
time.
Time
it actually
here.
Does look like we're inside of a red velvet cake right now.
Yeah.
Literally does.
And it's, the paintings on nice. The wall are amazing.
Congratulations on all your success in such a short period of time.
Thank you, sir.
Does it seem like a long time?
It has been a long time.
When did you all begin production of the TV show?
Exactly.
Almost
a year ago.
Exactly.
It's been a year ago, and then you premiered in January.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And and it's been filmed in my hometown of Chicago.
Cold Chicago. It's so cold, we got to put the trailers inside.
It's true though. Oh, y'all laughing, but that's actually true.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe.
Yeah, but the storyline is not based in Chicago.
It's New York.
It's New York.
It's
and
not.
And then
it's
the flashbacks are Philly.
Philly, where I'm from, West Philly. Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Philly in the house.
Yes, sir.
Got that Philly sound. Now, is that Jussie or is that
Yeah, it's the greatest.
Yeah, it's the greatest.
Yeah.
Okay, now Yaz, how were you discovered? Because I know Jussie has been around for a minute as part of.
I
the
was
whole...
discovered by God. No. Man.
Oh, and now it begins.
I was just from Philly, man. I'm from West Philly. Lee Daniels is from the same neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I was just trying to build a fan base. I was performing at schools, and you know, aggressively building a fan base from the girls and from the older Cougars and stuff like that. And from
oh, you
there,
really do. In real life, you do mess with older
hush on
older
that.
Ladies.
Hush on that one time. Hush.
You're the one that brought it
hush
up.
Hush on that.
Don't tell the media things that get mad when they talk about it.
Oh, Lord.
How old do you like them?
I don't discriminate. I'm 21 years old. 21 years old, and I'm
how
just trying
Campbell?
To live my life.
How old is Naomi Campbell?
40-ish?
She's like, yeah. What's she like?
That's about right, huh?
40. I thought she was 20-something.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Go ahead.
Ain't nothing but a number.
Who's the better kisser? Naomi Who? Campbell or Boo Boo Kitty?
Why they won't get his girl her
Goodbye,
name back?
I'm gone.
Gone, man.
I'm sorry, man.
Now we know her name is Grace.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The woman that plays Anika.
Grace Gilley.
Gilley, okay.
Yeah. That sucks though. Grace has so many AKAs.
Right.
Grace Gilley.
AKA
Anika Calhoun. AKA Boo Boo Kitty. AKA fake ass Lena Horne. AKA you know, like y'all, come on.
Holly Berry.
We love Grace.
Yeah,
love
I mean Grace. Both of them was great to work with, you know. I'm so glad Lee Daniels and the writers of Empire wrote that in the script. You know,
and
it was cool.
And you know
day.
What? And you know what? Before we came on the air, you know, I introduced them as Hakeem and Jamal, and they corrected me in the break. He said, you know, I wish that, you know, I could be introduced with my real name. And I said to them, you know, this is going to be a problem for you.
But then we get it.
No,
we get
it's
it.
Not a problem, you guys. It's not a problem at all. What it is, and it's not even I wish. It's just a thing of my mother named me Jussie Smollett. That's all.
And my mom named me. She ain't named me Yaz, but I named myself Yaz, and that's what I would like to be called, ladies. Yazzy. Not Hakeem.
Okay.
All right.
And, well, how many more years of Yaz before you snap? My name's not Yaz. How long
no,
before that
I mean,
happened?
that's my rapping name. You know?
Uh-huh.
People call me Brashear. That's my real name.
Brashear.
Brashear, oh yes, you know.
Because we know some people.
But when you call me
Hakeem,
that's like calling Urkel Urkel.
Well, we do know
but
some people.
But you just
back
said
in the day.
That's like calling Urkel Urkel. You should have said that's like calling Jaleel White Urkel. So you did the same damn thing.
Damn. Oh, my bad, Jaleel. You know, all right, when we in LA, I got you, buddy. I'm sorry.
But we do know a lot of actors and actresses that don't like being called by their television name. That get really, really upset.
No. I don't get upset at all. I just want to, you know, this is still the early stages. So, you know, you do want to be like, all right, that's cool.
but we appreciate that you notice.
Oh, of course.
But then don't be mad
been,
about
it could have been like it was last year where wasn't nobody calling us a dang thing.
Yeah. But then don't be mad about what Hakeem or Jamal do in Empire and come up to you like, I don't
but
feel
the
like
other thing is it's hard like. It's hard for people who watch that show religiously to separate real people from the actors.
Gentlemen, this is something that's dope. Only going it's to be dope. Addressed over a shot of tequila or on somebody's couch.
Yeah.
All right. You are in town because you're promoting your music. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the soundtrack. Yes,
which
Empire.
Is great, and congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank
drop
you so
it
much.
Number one.
All right.
Yeah. Is it number one already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It debuted
it,
number
it
one.
Debuted number one.
Yes, sir.
And rightfully so.
Sorry, Madonna.
Right.